Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, as usual, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, as we go into the new year here, there is a lot of concern about financial issues in Pennsylvania. I know this is something you've been working on for a long time and have been involved in the development of a financial recovery package of legislation. And one of the things that you are interested in instituting here is sort of a new way for state government to look at both spending practices and implementation of policies by using something called Go Lean, which it's actually a methodology of looking before you leap in state government and start spending money. What's going on here?
Mike, this is an incredibly important issue. And when someone goes lean, and it's spelled L-E-A-N, what it means is that you get rid of all those things in your state government and your local government that just don't make sense, that they don't add any value to the constituent. They don't add any value to what we're trying to do to get the job done. So as you examine some of the different state programs, people will frequently say to me here in the district office that I can't believe this state made me do this and they made me send them this information. You would think they've already got it already. And all of a sudden, then we're wasting all this time. So I think probably a good example is most of us can renew our driver's license and renew our title online. And by doing that, you save the hassle of going to a local office to get it done, and you just make things significantly easier to do it. I file my state sales tax reports, as an example, online, and it's done within seconds. That just completely improves the process. So when you go lean, what you're really talking about doing is a process redesign. And let's find out if what we're asking the citizens to do makes sense so we can better serve citizens in a much more cost-effective way.
And in industry, this sort of thing is called process control.
It is. It's called a process control, and it's one of the things that I think is really important because what you do is you document your processes and you have someone look at all steps in the process and say, which steps add value? And if they add value, you keep doing it. If it doesn't add value, you stop doing it. And it's really that simple. But it's a complex concept, but it's really easy to implement. Some of the state agencies are already attempting to go lean. And what my bill will do is standardize the process and the training of those people who are the experts in going lean so that we can then have the entire state government on the same concept. And that allows us to use the new performance-based budgeting bill that was done, Senator Ahmed's bill for the Inspector General Office, the bill that I'm looking at about the Auditor General, the enhancements we've made there, so that we all have then processes that we can review to make sure that the citizens of the Commonwealth are getting the biggest bang for the buck and we're not taking any dollars from a citizen more than we absolutely have to run the state government effectively and efficiently. I think one of the examples of one of the items about going lean, there's a proposal right now to reduce the size of the legislature to 153 members. That's what going lean does. It says, can we do the same thing more effectively? How can we operate government in a much more effective way so that our citizens are getting the same results in a better way? So this idea about going lean is something that it's a very significant process. We've been doing it in industry for a long, long time. I think one of the commercial enterprises that does it extraordinarily well is Amazon. If you look at Apple, they've done it extraordinarily well. So we want to bring those same types of principles to the government arena so that we can be the same type of good custodian for the tax dollars and be fiscally responsible for every penny we receive. One of the things that used to always drive me crazy in business when I'd have someone say, yeah, but that's only going to save you $50,000. One of the problems that's gotten the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania into trouble in the past is we took a cavalier approach to spending other people's money. With this bill that we're talking about going lean, when we introduce it and it gets adopted, that approach and that cavalier attitude towards taxpayer dollars will stop.
Representative Ryan, look forward to getting these sort of things in place, getting all the tools in the toolbox so that we can make government better. Thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.